In this bulletin, Muslim community leaders in Victoria fear hate attacks after students at an Islamic school test positive. The ACT records its first COVID-19 case in more than 100 days. And in sport, Australia's men's and women's national football teams scrap games in Europe due to health concerns. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The easing of Melbourne's lockdown restrictions this weekend is in doubt due to an emerging COVID-19 cluster involving two schools in the city's north. Hundreds of people are self-isolating after three primary school students attended East Preston Islamic College. Islamic community leaders have expressed concerns that the attention on this outbreak may lead to discrimination or public blaming. Premier Daniel Andrews says COVID-19 doesn't discriminate. Victoria has recorded a total of five new COVID-19 cases and no deaths. And Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has praised Victoria's health authorities for their swift response to the outbreak in North Melbourne. Mr Hunt acknowledges the significance of COVID-19 messaging to culturally and linguistically diverse communities and highlighted the role SBS is playing.
And it is critical that we send the message not just in English through broad spectrum media, but in culturally diverse and appropriate language. And one of the things that we've done is work with SBS to ensure that there are different language broadcasts, fact sheets in over 20 different languages. We've had broadcasts and other programs in over 60 different languages. And so all of these things are coming together.
Meanwhile, New South Wales has recorded seven new cases of COVID-19, including one case that was locally acquired. The other six are in hotel quarantine. Health officials have issued a warning after coronavirus was detected in sewage samples from the Bathurst area. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says it could point to a possible infection at last weekend's Bathurst 1000. And Canberra has recorded its first COVID-19 case in more than 100 days. The new case is a diplomat in his 70s who is a returned overseas traveller. He's currently in hotel quarantine after flying to Sydney, then travelling to Canberra in a private vehicle. ACT Chief Health Officer Dr. Karen Coleman warns COVID-19 still poses a risk to the community.
This new case demonstrates that our quarantine system here in the ACT is working well to protect the Canberra community from COVID-19. But it is also a timely reminder that COVID-19 still poses a risk to the ACT and the situation can change quickly.
The man driving a car which struck a group of seven children in Sydney's northwestern suburb of Oatlands, killing four of them, has pleaded guilty to four charges of manslaughter. 30-year-old Samuel William Davidson drove in onto the footpath where seven children were walking in February. 13-year-old Anthony, 12-year-old Angelina, 8-year-old Sienna and their 11-year-old cousin Veronique were killed and their three other young relatives were injured. Samuel Davidson has pleaded guilty to four manslaughter charges, two counts of grievous bodily harm by misconduct in charge of a motor vehicle and one of aggravated dangerous driving occasioning grievous bodily harm while under the influence of drugs. The Royal Commission into Aged Care Quality and Safety says the sector is littered with systemic failures and rife with abuse. The inquiry heard there had been an estimated 2,520 incidents of unlawful sexual abuse between 2018 and 2019, and an estimated 50 sexual assaults take place each week in facilities nationwide. Council Assisting Peter Rosen described those figures as a national shame. Commissioner Linnell Briggs condemned the lack of follow-up by the Australian government.
The department for too long defended the status quo when systemic problems with the aged care system in this country were blatantly obvious to most people who had contact with the system. And the department was way too slow to act when it was asked to pursue reforms time and time again.
In football, plans for Australia's men's and women's national teams, the Socceroos and the Matildas, to hold training camps and play friendly matches in Europe next month have been cancelled. The decision to ditch initiatives have been attributed to Europe's concerning coronavirus situation. The Socceroos were preparing for games against England and the US in London next month, while the Matildas were due to come together as a group for the first time under new coach Tony Gustavsson. The development means the Socceroos will go an entire calendar year without playing international football. The weather for tomorrow now in Perth, mostly sunny and 26, in Adelaide, showers and 25. In Melbourne, possible storms, rainy 23 degrees, a couple of showers in Hobart, 18. Much the same in Canberra, 26 degrees. In Wollongong, partly cloudy, 24. Much the same for Sydney, 25, 28 in Newcastle. And sunny in Brisbane, partly cloudy and 28. Cairns, partly cloudy and 32. And in Darwin, mostly sunny, 33 degrees. Peggy Giacomello with the latest from the SBS newsroom.